Do you want a politically incorrect gateway to a real history education? Then go to McClanahanAcademy.com. That's McClanahanAcademy.com.
The Brian McClanahan Show, episode 150.
Are you ready to think locally and act locally? Welcome to the Brian McClanahan Show.
Welcome back to the Brian McClanahan Show. Glad to have you back on the program. Glad to be here. Before we get started, just want to remind you to follow me on Twitter at Brian McClanahan, like my Facebook page at Brian McClanahan, and of course, subscribe to me on YouTube. Just go on and look for Brian McClanahan. If you don't want to search for all those things, you go to my webpage, brianmcclanahan.com. All those social media buttons are at the top of the page. You can also give me an email address, and I'll give you a free ebook, Forgotten Founders, also a free audiobook of the same title, read by yours truly, and you'll get an email from me once or twice a week. Also, if you want to support the Brian McClanahan Show, you can go to brianmcclanahan.com/support. Throw a few pennies my way, help keep the podcast going, help keep the lights on, all those kind of things. You can also support me by going to McClanahanAcademy.com, signing up there. It's always free, and of course, you can purchase a course. I have two courses available at this particular point, but more are forthcoming, probably another one in the spring, probably April or May, there will be another course out. And of course, you can go to LearnTrue, T-R-U-E, history.com. You can subscribe there as well. You'll help support the Brian McClanahan Show that way. And of course, you'll get some great material taught by yours truly, along with Kevin Gutzman, Tom Woods, Robert Murphy, Brad Berzer, a lot of great faculty members there. So go on out to LearnTrue, T-R-U-E, history.com. And you can also get your Brian McClanahan gear at redbubble.com. Just go on out there, search for my name. You can find all kinds of cool stuff. And they do have coupons every now and then that you can get 20% off here and there. So go on out to redbubble.com, get your Brian McClanahan Show gear with the new logo. It's really good looking. So get that. And that'll also help support the Brian McClanahan Show. Okay. So I took off last week. I had some other things going on, so you didn't have a podcast from me. I had one the week before, and then I had some other things going on. Didn't have any last week, so hopefully back into it 2 a week here, and back on regular scheduled programming, I should say, and we'll get back to 2 a week. But I want to talk about something that was in the news about 2 weeks ago now, and it's something that I think is an interesting topic, and Laura Ingraham made a statement where she told the basketball player LeBron James that he should just shut up and dribble, because James has been a very outspoken participant in the political process. And so she opined that James should just play basketball and leave the politics of the people that engage in politics. Now, immediately people pounced on her and said this was all about race, that she was being very critical of James because of his race, and that she wouldn't have said this to anybody else. It's simply not true. She did have it was either a book or something that she did where she said, shut up and sing. So she was criticizing other actors, entertainers, to do what they do and leave politics to the people that engage in politics. Now, this is an interesting argument. Who should be engaged in the civil body politic? What people or what class of people should be engaged as participants in the political process? Now, this has been a question for a very long period of time. Ever since we've had participatory government, people have talked about who should participate in that participatory government. So, if you go back and look at your ancient republics, your classical republics, let's just start with Greece. Greece limited citizenship. And so if we just go by that particular fence post, you know, we're going to say, okay, we're going to use that as a guide, citizenship. Well, that would mean that anyone who is a citizen should be allowed to vote and participate. Not even just vote, but participate in the civil body politic in various ways. They can choose to do so or not. They can vote. They cannot vote. That's a conscious choice. You have that ability to say, I don't want to vote. I look at voting as, or you can say, I look at voting as a consent, not a consent to this government. There's an argument to be made for that. I don't consent to the people that are legislating for me by not voting. I show my disapproval with their form of government. Or you can choose to vote and try to have a negative or positive impact on the course of legislation. This is the John Randolph of Roanoke School, where he would say, well, look, I'm going to participate, but I'm going to be Senator No. I'm just going to say no all the time. I'm going to vote for people that have no shot at winning as a protest, for example. You pick a third party. And I've talked a lot about this on the podcast before, earlier on, back in 2016, when it was election season. I'll do a little more with elections as we get forward into this year, because, of course, this is going to be an election year as well. So you have that position. Of course, in Athens, you had about 60,000 people, 60,000 citizens, all males, and they had rights and obligations in the city-state and the Republic of Athens. Now, we don't restrict citizenship like that. You can make an argument we should restrict citizenship. Maybe it should be something that is more of a privilege. Only certain people get it. I mean, these are interesting arguments, and of course, we've made them over time, and we've generally come to a position in America where we believe in universal suffrage. And of course, not just that, anyone born in the United States is a citizen. So citizenship then has privileges, but no obligations. So then we move forward in time. You look at Rome, for example. And this gets into this entertainer class. The Romans were highly suspicious of actors. In fact, actors were often persona non grata at public events because nobody could trust them. It was thought that if you spend your whole life being an actor, you're a low character. And plus, actors would often criticize the government. This is another interesting part of it. They'd be very critical of the government, so why would you want that person voting? So they would often restrict actors from being involved in anything having to do with polite society or politics in general. And so that was seen. Entertainers were not viewed as reliable sources of information or those who should be involved in the civil body politic. And that was in Rome. And of course, I've done a podcast on the episode We Are Rome and how America is fast becoming Rome. Not in that way. They're becoming Rome under Caesar, but not Rome when the actors were restricted. But even, you know, even at certain times, even under the empire, that took place. So, but still, this idea of entertainers being involved in the civil body politic was something the Romans were highly critical of. Now, not necessarily the Greeks. In fact, if you were an athlete in Greece and you won an event in their pan-Greek games, which are now the Olympics, if you won something like that, you would be treated as a celebrity. Also in Rome, you look at the gladiatorial games. Now, gladiators were slaves, so they had no rights, but they were celebrated, but yet they didn't participate in the civil body politic. But they were celebrated by the people of Rome. I mean, these gladiators were oftentimes given all kinds of benefits for being a gladiator. And the great ones were celebrated by the people of Rome. And then they had the gladiatorial games outside of Rome in the smaller stadiums, almost like the minor leagues. And those people were also celebrated in those towns. So we have this residual effect in modern society of athletes, entertainers, these type of people being celebrated. That's why we call them celebrities, right? So the question is, though, and Laura Ingraham has brought this up now, not just with LeBron James, but other entertainers. And of course, in my book, My Politically Incorrect Guide to Real American Heroes, I brought up the fact that Americans often idolize these entertainers, and they really shouldn't, because they are just that, entertainers, who provide very little value in modern society other than entertaining us. But now, of course, Americans are very interested in entertainment now, so this is something we value a lot. But do they provide anything else? Now, you could actually make a case that perhaps they do, and perhaps these people have more of a right to engage in the civil body politic than others in American society. For example, if you just take LeBron James, we'll focus on LeBron James because LeBron James was the focus of the attack by Laura Ingraham. Should LeBron James just shut up and dribble? Should he just play basketball and leave everything else to other people? It's a very good question. Now, LeBron James is not of my political persuasion or Laura Ingraham's political persuasion. He is a fairly strong leftist. LeBron James never went to college. LeBron James finished high school and went right into the NBA. So her attack at first seemed to be focused on the fact that LeBron James has very little formal education. He does not have a college degree. He went and played basketball. Now, let's just take that line of argument. So should we be critical of people participating in American society who do not have a college degree? Well, is that necessarily something we want to say should be a criteria for engaging in the American body politic? Simply having a college degree. Now, I've seen a lot of college students in my time as a college professor. I've seen a lot of college graduates in society. A lot of people that I would say don't have a very good grasp on the American body politic, on American government, on the Constitution. So just by default saying getting your degree that you're a better qualified spokesman for any particular position does not make any sense. And I'm actually going to do a podcast on this, on piggybacking off of a Facebook group that I got included, tagged in, and it was talking about why did college professors, why are they so left-wing? And I'll get into that. But we'll deal with that in another podcast. But this idea that somehow, because you don't have a degree, meaning it means you shouldn't participate, I think is a faulty position. Because the education you get in your high school or your college or your university or your graduate school doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be any better equipped to engage in politics than someone who just went to high school and went out and got a job. You could look at LeBron James as a guy that went out, he got a high school degree, high school diploma, and then he went and got a job. Now, granted, his job pays $30 million a year, and a lot of people go out and get it with a high school degree, get a job making $7.25 an hour. So there's a great discrepancy in pay there, but still they are the same, in the same position. LeBron James went out and got a job. He was a highly gifted athlete, so he could go out and get a job and make $30 million a year. What high school graduate wouldn't take that opportunity if you could go do it? Every single person would go do that. So LeBron James is, in fact, in a way, an aristocrat, in that he's a highly skilled, an elite in his particular field. Now, that doesn't mean that his opinions on politics are any more valid or any better. But yet, just by knocking him down by saying he doesn't have a degree, I think is a very faulty argument. So in that way, we need to push that aside. Just because someone doesn't have a degree, maybe they have, are we going to say that people that go out and become plumbers and they just went and got a plumbing certificate, they went and took a couple of years at community college in a certificate program and became a plumber or an electrician or even a nurse. You think about a nurse for a second. A nurse gets a two-year degree. You can. That's not a four-year college degree. It's a professional degree, no doubt, and they have to have a certain level of education to do it, but they don't have to go to college for 4 years. They have to take very few college courses outside of nursing. So it's a very specialized degree. Does that mean a nurse who only has 2 years of college shouldn't vote or shouldn't participate in the body politic? This is a bad argument. The question is, of course, because LeBron James has such a high profile, he's going to influence a lot of people. And so you can say, I don't like what you're saying, but saying shut up and dribble is a little bit off point. Now, what about LeBron James' status in terms of money? LeBron James pays more in income tax and other taxes, I'm positive, than I pay, because he makes more money than I do. So he pays a lot more money in taxes. So if we use that as a benchmark and say, okay, we're going to benchmark this, or fence post, we're going to benchmark this, we're going to say, all right, people that pay taxes, only people that pay taxes, should be able to engage and vote and participate in the civil body politic. Well, that does cut out about half of the population. Would we say that the half of the population that doesn't pay taxes can't participate? And this is an argument this is a property argument, essentially, that you're making. You have to have property, you have to pay taxes on property or some form of property. Now, what kind of taxes should we qualify that with? Should we just say it's income tax? We know that only half the population pays income taxes. But everybody pays some level of tax, whether it's a sales tax, a gasoline tax, if you drive a car. If you get a license, you're going to pay a tax. If you do just about anything involving the state, you're going to pay a tax. So everyone essentially then becomes a taxpayer. Some states don't have a sales tax. Maybe if you don't own a home. If you own a home, you're going to pay property taxes. So everyone pays some. If you have a vehicle, you're going to pay a tag. Buy a tag for it. That's a tax. So you pay taxes. So therefore, you should, because you're paying taxes, have the ability to participate in the American body politic. And LeBron James pays a lot of money in taxes. So in that way, should he just shut up and dribble? Well, I would say that because he pays so much in taxes, perhaps he should want to direct how those taxes are going to be spent. And in his mind, he wants a much more left-wing society. Now, we can criticize his political positions because I think he's a hypocrite in many ways. But that's beyond the point. Should these people engage in society is the question. We get very upset about actors and other people engaging in society. The question then comes down to who do you listen to is the real point. So should we listen to LeBron James, or should we just think about this as a separate, that's a separate topic? And I think it is. So LeBron James pays a lot of money in taxes. He makes $30 million a year. I'm sure he's paying several million dollars a year in taxes, in income tax. So that's a lot of money that goes into income taxes. He has a vested interest in the direction of American government. And so he should have a voice in how that money gets spent. Even in Athens, if you look at these citizens in Athens, they all had to pay taxes. And the wealthiest among them not only had the privileges of being a citizen, but they also had obligations. For example, wealthy citizens in Athens had to outfit a naval vessel themselves. So that would be like LeBron James. He's got $30 million a year. He's a multimillionaire. Maybe he has to pay for some item of defense for the United States. Now, $30 million a year doesn't go far when we're looking at how much this stuff costs. But if he's paying $10 million of that in income tax, who knows how much he pays? If he's paying $10 million of that in income tax, well, he's paid a lot of money towards the operations of the general government. And maybe if he's paying, you know, money, of course, he lives in Ohio, so he's going to pay state income tax there. He has an obligation and also the right to say how that money gets spent in the state of Ohio. I mean, this is just perfectly natural. So saying that a person should just shut up and dribble when they pay that amount of money in taxes, again, fails the test of who should participate. So there's that. Now, LeBron James also provides a lot of money to charities. He has a vested interest in education in Ohio, so he does some things with his money. He runs businesses and other. So he is a productive citizen. He doesn't just play basketball. He also engages in charity and businesses and philanthropy and these type of things. So he is engaged as a productive citizen in his own community, trying to shape the community of Cleveland and where he's from to be a better place. Now, his perception of better may be different than your perception of better, but yet he's engaged and he has money to do so, and so that's what he's going to do. So does that make someone a more viable participant in the American body politic? The question comes down to influence. Who should we listen to when we start thinking about politics or government or society? What people should we listen to? Should we listen to actors? Should we listen to athletes? Celebrities? Should we listen to musicians and their opinion on things? Should we do those things? Or should we listen to other people? Should we listen to college professors? Should we listen to businessmen? Who should we listen to when it comes to forming our own opinions? This comes down to a personal preference and how you view society and who you think is a viable opinionator, in other words. Because, you know, Laura Ingraham, she's highly educated, has a college degree, she has a big platform, she's on Fox News. And so a lot of people listen to Laura Ingraham. They listen to her opinions on things, they listen to her guests who are on and their opinions on things. Sometimes you wonder how these guests even become important. Is it because of something they've done in society? Is it because of who they know, social networking, these type of things? How did they become the voice of their particular side? How did that happen? Is it because of their degrees? Is it because they've run businesses? You know, what was the situation? Is it because they've worked through government and had opinions on various things? So why should we listen to Laura Ingraham over LeBron James? Well, that comes down to what you think about politics. I mean, you might like Laura Ingraham's position better than LeBron James, but she's still just a talking head on a television show. LeBron James is a basketball player, first and foremost, but he also does other things. And again, so should we listen to LeBron James? How about some of the other people? Should we listen to professional musicians who have a political opinion? They can voice that through their music, and that becomes highly influential. Should we listen to actors who have a political opinion? They have movies and platforms. And should we, you know, so they're in a movie, and then, of course, they're in social media, and we take pictures, and, oh, it's great to see these people. And then, of course, they make statements about things. We can say, well, we don't really want to hear your stance on politics. Maybe that's more the situation than anything else. We want to hear about you playing basketball. We don't necessarily want to hear about your political positions. Maybe it's because Americans nowadays oftentimes like to keep politics and business separate. We compartmentalize things. We have people that we want to hear their political opinions, and then we have people we don't want to hear their political opinions. Maybe it's ministers. Should we listen to ministers and their position on politics? Should we politicize the church? I have friends who would say we do. And there's people that say we don't. We shouldn't do that. We shouldn't politicize the church. But what it comes down to, I think, more than anything else, is the question of citizenship and who should engage in the polity. And my position on this, for whatever it's worth, is that if you are a citizen and you pay taxes, you should engage the polity in some way. You should become as educated as you can about American government, about American society. It is an obligation to do so as a citizen in the United States, as a citizen in a federal republic, as a citizen in a city, a participatory government. You should be as interested in it as you can, because it is your obligation to do so. Whether you make $30 million a year or $30,000 a year, you should engage in the civil body politic. And you can do that in a variety of ways. Maybe it's engaging your friends and your neighbors and trying to do something to clean up your neighborhood, or to try to get involved in local government. Think locally, act locally. Maybe it's that. I just read an article yesterday about small hospitals and the decentralization of healthcare and how these little community hospitals are coming back because they only have maybe 8 beds in the entire hospital, but they can do things to help smaller communities, maybe communities that don't have a lot of money. They can do things to help in those areas. This is a small hospital, and it's decentralized. Maybe you get involved in local charities to try to do things of that nature. Maybe you take your money, you go out and you become successful in business and you have your community and you get involved in your own community. You may not have the platform, but you don't necessarily need the platform that LeBron James has, a very famous athlete, to affect change in your society and your community. LeBron James shouldn't just shut up and dribble. He should make his voice known and his voice heard. We just can choose not to listen to it. I don't follow LeBron James. I could care less about what LeBron James says about society. The things that I have seen, he's entirely wrong. But yet, he should still have a voice and participate as much as he wants. In fact, because he does pay so much in taxes, because he does have such a high profile, he should be engaging in the American polity. We should all do that in a participatory society. So you have an obligation as an American citizen, just as you would as a citizen of Athens, to do things that would involve participating in that government, participating in that community and that society. Whether you have a voice like I have for a podcast that you can go out and maybe influence some other people, or it's just in your local community. You can do it both ways even. You can be involved in both and try to affect change if change needs to be made, or resist change if you don't like the changes that are being proposed that way. So many of our debates are national, quote unquote, national debates, and they should not be that. They are local debates. All of the issues that we often get so upset about are really local issues magnified on a larger scale, and we think that the president or the Congress should be involved in these things, and they shouldn't at all in any way. And that was the founding position. The states maintained the domestic tranquility of the people in those states while the general government defended us and regulated commerce, international commerce, and maintained a free trade zone between the states so that we could make money and be prosperous people and secure people between the states. But the states had a lot of leeway in how they could govern the citizens of the states, and that's where you were supposed to be most involved, because that is your community. My community is not Cleveland, Ohio. I could care less about what LeBron James does in Cleveland, Ohio. I don't live there. If you live in Cleveland, Ohio, then you should care about LeBron James because he's a very powerful voice in Cleveland, Ohio. But don't pay attention to these people making statements about all kinds of things that don't really affect you. Watch their... I mean, some people say, well, I'm going to boycott that actor because they have this political opinion. Who cares? Watch their movie. Now, if you don't like it and you want to say, well, I don't want them to make any money anymore so they don't have such a platform... Okay, you can do that too. You are exercising your ability to say, you know what, I don't like actor X, I don't like musician A, I don't like professional athlete Y, whatever it is. I'm not going to go out and follow them or watch their movies or listen to their music. I'm not going to do any of that. That is my decision to make as an active participant in a political society. And therefore, I'm going to hurt their wallet so they don't have the same kind of profile and they can't have the same amount of followers or voice or whatever it is. But certainly we should never tell anyone, particularly those who pay taxes in society, they should just shut up and do anything. Just shut up and be a plumber. Just shut up and be a carpenter. Just shut up and be a teacher. Just shut up and be a firefighter. Shut up and be a businessman. Just shut up and do that. No. What we need to do is ensure that these people, like LeBron James, understand government. That is really our task. Because if people understood the American political system more effectively, if they understood American government better, then their positions on many things would actually change. Because they would see, wait a second here, that's not right, or that's not constitutional. I mean, you would hope they would see the light at some point. Many people do. They get it every day. Oh, I was this, and then I saw the light, and I became this. And then I want to do things here and here and here, and not worry about what happens in Washington, D.C., I don't have to make a national statement. I can very quietly, behind the scenes, affect change and change my society and change my world behind the scenes. The best thing Washington, D.C. could ever do is not pass one more law unless it's a repeal of something. That's the best thing they could do. And restrain themselves and not do the unconstitutional things they do every single day of the week. That's the best thing we could do in society. But no one should just shut up and do whatever they do. We should all be active participants trying to affect society and make it reflect our values, our traditions, our customs, and what we want out of an American polity. We have an obligation as citizens to do so. That's my position. And I think that, I'm critical of actors for what they say. I don't think they should be celebrated like they are. They aren't special. They just have a high profile. And so, you know, it's fun to see these people and watch their movies and listen to their music and watch their tremendous skills on the basketball court or the football field or the baseball diamond, whatever it is, soccer field, whatever sport you enjoy, and take that for what it is. And then try to separate the two yourself. I mean, just because somebody is a great athlete doesn't mean their opinions on politics are great. They're just what they are, but they're entitled to their opinions. And they can voice them just like Joe Plumber, who challenged Barack Obama, Joe the Plumber. I mean, he's just a working class guy. In many ways, a professional athlete, even though they make a lot of money, are just working class people. They go out and they work and they just get paid exorbitant amounts of money to do what they do. I would love that. I wish somebody would pay me $30 million a year to do what I do. I just don't have that skill set. So from here on out, you know, think about that when you think about people in politics and society and entertainers and all these type of things. Everyone should be engaged, including the person that makes $30,000 a year. You should be affecting society as well and become educated. That's what I want this podcast to do more than anything else, is educate people so that they make better decisions when they go out and vote. I'll see you next time on The Brian McClanahan Show.